damn, Tune.
Alright, what it do, it's your boy Tune, OB, don't forget the OB, listen, Festival Survival Guide, this is episode 5, it's gonna be a little different, we do a solo, boy Gonzo's out at doing his festival run, doing his thing, man, got no reception out there, so just got to do it like this, man, it's your boy Tune OB, and we're going right in, alright, listen, this episode is very important. We're going to talk about how to map out your festival set so you catch everything that you want to catch at the festival. Nothing is worse than having two or three of your artists playing the exact same day at the exact same time at three different stages and not knowing how to get to one or which one to go to. And hey, maybe you get so frustrated, you end up just saying, freak it, and you don't go to any of them. So we're going to get right into that. We're also going to talk about, you know, pretty much how to pace yourself at a festival, how to set your festival schedule up so that you are maximizing your energy, because at the end of the day, you are human, right? So no amount of Pedialyte in the world is going to stop you from still being human, right? All right, cool. Let's get right into it. First of all, why map out your set, right? Here's why you want to map out your set. Like I said, there may be a time when one or two artists that you want to catch are playing the exact same time at the exact on the exact same day, and you have to figure out how you're going to be able to catch the best of both worlds. Also, depending on who's in your crew, different people may be into different things, different genres, different vibes. So sometimes you have to map out your set so you can kind of appease everybody. Third, you may be with somebody, i.e. a girlfriend or a boyfriend or what have you, whatever your cup of tea is, and you may want to catch something that's not necessarily your favorite, but it's good for the mood, right? So you want to map your stuff out accordingly. Also, you want to avoid festy fatigue. So we can get into all of that, right? How hard should you go per day? Let's get a little scenario. You know, typical festival goes about 3 days. If it's a camping festival, there may be a fourth day option, meaning that, you know, you do like the VIP experience. You come on a Thursday, right? So let's just say you come on Thursday. You're going to be here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right? You can only go so hard each day if you want to be able to last the whole festival. Typically, these festivals are going to save their best acts and their best draws for Saturday and Sunday. Why? To make sure that people actually stay the whole time, right? And because also, you know, typically, if it's a huge festival and let's say people couldn't get off work, they'll still come on the weekend, meaning they'll catch Saturday and Sunday, but they may not be able to catch Thursday or Friday. Maybe they can't get off work. So that's pretty much how it works out. So you don't want to go so hard that you went so hard on Thursday, you can't even make it to Friday. And you miss Saturday, Sunday, and you're freaking in an ambulance with, you know, IVs in your veins because you went way too hard. So how hard should you go? My suggestion, map out who you really came to see. Make sure that you save enough energy to go as hard as you can at that person or people or groups set, right? So if you know, hey, you know, I'm here for 4 days, but really, Friday is going to be my big day. All right, no, take a chill day Thursday, you know, vibe out a little bit. Go super hard Friday, leave a little bit for Saturday and Sunday just so you can go check out. Even if it's not your best days, you might catch something, you know, that you had never heard before and it just really catches your ear and you want to really go hard. But, you know, you went hardest on Friday, but you still got energy Saturday and Sunday to do your thing or meet new people or get super lit. Stay lit, my friends. All right. Now, we're going to talk about how to overlap two sets that you want to catch, right? You got Kendrick Lamar on one stage, and you got freaking RL Grime on the other stage. Maybe I'm just talking about, you know, personal experience, right? So how can you not miss either one? Here's how you do it. You got to come really early to one set. You got to really map out how long is their set? When do they usually go to the artist? Are they somebody that, you know, kind of waits to close it out and goes hard? Or is somebody that opens up and just goes crazy from, you know, the time they hit the stage? The reason you want to know that is that's how you know which artist to start with and which artist to end with, Now, here's a little rule of thumb, right? You want to be very aware of where you're at in a set. What do I mean? This is what I mean. If you want to go to 2 to 3 sets during the same time frame, it probably wouldn't make the most sense to be at the front row of any set, right? Why? Because it's going to take you 10 to 20 minutes just to get out of that crowd to be able to go to the next stage. So when you plan your timeout, you have to account for that extra 10 to 20 minutes going to take you just to get out of the crowd. So if you're trying to catch multiple sets, the best thing to do is, hey, it is what it is. Catch yourself a nosebleed seat. It's still going to sound really good. These festivals have, like, the best sound systems I've ever heard in my freaking life. And it's still going to be lit. Capture your moment. Take off. Head to the next set. Account for, you know, the 10 to 15-minute walking time or jogging time that it's going to take you to get to the next stage typically. Or maybe you look up in the next stage. It's, like, right next to where you're already at. But no, typically, you know, if it's an hour and a half, I say 20, 25 minutes each set. You know, if you're doing three, right? If you're doing two sets, I say 30 minutes each set. Maybe 40 minutes each set. And then, you know, you have your, you know, downtime where you're walking through or filling up or doing whatever it is you have to do to get ready for the next. Yeah, you're not going to get the best seats in the crowd, but hey, you paid all that money. You're there for one weekend. Now, you know, you're able to frequently catch everything you want to catch. So you got to really plan this stuff out, guys. All right. How soon should you be at a set if you want to be in the front row? Here's a big one, guys. If you want to guarantee that you're going to be at the front row of a set, typically what you want to do is catch the end of the performance prior to. That's the best way to guarantee. Why? Because the absolute second that it comes close to that artist getting on stage, everybody's already there. You have to pretty much be almost to the front row toward the end of the previous set. And then when the people are leaving that set, you can get to the front. Or you might have to literally be there for two sets and just like weasel your way up. And then, you know, once the previous set is over, then you'll get to the front. That's the only way I've ever guaranteed. When I've tried to do it other ways, I made it to the front, but it takes a lot. And, you know, everybody's not equipped for the way that, you know, I kind of maneuver through, you know, these festival crowds. Everybody can't do that. So I'm not going to, you know, even suggest that you do that. You might end up in a mosh pit. I'm all about it. You may not be all about that. So what you want to do is be at the previous set as close to the front as you can, and then when soon as that set ends, you go straight to the front, and you're going to have to wait 20, 30 minutes, but hey, you got the seat you wanted. You can take the ultimate selfie to be the coolest person in your freaking group, send it to all your friends back home and tell them how much better than them you are, right? Ah, right? Cool. Nah, we're all cool. Everybody's cool. Lit. Say lit. But that's how you get to the front row of a set. All right. Move right along. How do you do a set with a significant other or somebody that you're trying to make a good impression on, somebody you're really feeling? All right, guys, it's very important that you really know who it is that you're trying to impress, whether it be a girlfriend, boyfriend, or, you know, some rave crew or festive crew that you're trying to be a part of. Know what they like. Why? Because you may be somebody that goes super hard. That might not be their thing. You take them to a super, super hard set, and they're feeling really uncomfortable, really out of place, and they're looking at you like a freaking weirdo, which, you know, I think is pretty cool anyway. But it might not work out in your favor. So what you will probably want to do is figure out what it is that they're into, and, hey, you know, one or two performances, you might bite the bullet, something that's not really your style, but, you know, you made that person feel good and, you know, had a good time with them, and you took in consideration what it is they like. They're really going to rock with you after that. That's how you do that, you know, and then, hey, just be real. Do that. Tell them, hey, we're parting ways. I got to go back to my crew. It was good to link with you, you know, get the info, whatever, and, you know, link up afterwards, you know. So made a good impression. You weren't super selfish, only worried about your rage. You freaking selfish bastard, all right? So that's how you do that, right? And how do you end the night? What's the best way to kind of end the festival? You want to avoid lines. You want to avoid, you know, the traffic jam in the parking lot. Let me tell you something about the Traffic Jam parking lot. Listen, if you're going to a festival, you pretty much should just account for that. Like, you're probably going to get stuck in the traffic jam. The only way I really didn't get stuck in the traffic jam is I would have to leave the festival. If the festival ended at 10, I would have to leave at like 6, right? 6 or 7. Maybe 7 is maybe pushing. I would have to leave at 6. So I'm not trying to miss, you know, the closers and all my favorite stuff. So typically what I'll do, man, if I got an extra day, let's say, you know, it's Sunday night, it ends at 10, but you actually don't have to be gone until like Monday around 2, 3 p.m., I just wait till Monday. Monday is going to be a lot more chill. It's going to, you know, it's going to be a lot less reliant. When you have those people trying to get back to work or get back to the airport or whatnot, that night, that's when you end up just getting screwed over. So what I would say, try to plan to like not have anything to do the next day, like a Monday or whatnot. But if you absolutely can't avoid it, yeah, you probably have to leave that festival pretty early, 5 or 6 if it ends at 10, to be able to actually get out of there. Now, if you're camping, hey, have fun. Stay as long as you can. Leave the following day. Don't try to be the first person out in the morning. You're going to get caught in some kind of traffic. It's best to, you know, do a little ground scoring or whatnot, you know, meet some more people, take some more selfies, and, you know, kind of, you know, share your experiences with other people and, you know, leave around 2 or 3 that next Monday and you should be good. So there you guys have it, how to map out your festival sets. Never miss a performance again. Never run off that girl you're trying to impress or guy or whatnot. And never burn yourself out again. It's Toon OV signing out. Don't forget the OV. One Vibe, baby. Check me out, TooneOV.com, for all my new stuff, merch, music, sets. Hit me up on IG. Mm-hmm. I promise you I'm the coolest person ever. Do that, and we out. All right?